High blood pressure increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. That's why health experts the world over are concerned about the increasing number of people with high blood pressure, even in developing countries. Smoking, drinking alcohol, being sedentary are risk factors for hypertension, commonly called high blood pressure. But there are other risks. High blood pressure is a genetic trait that tends to run in families. It runs in Pat Buchholz's family.
I never smoked, I never drank, and I exercised, so that helped some, but it did not prevent blood pressure problems from finding me.
Buchholz took part in a study of 450 people with uncontrolled high blood pressure. One group received usual care, meaning they had their blood pressure checked whenever they saw their doctors. The other group monitored their blood pressure at home almost daily for a year. Their results were sent electronically to a pharmacist. Dr. Karen Margolis from Health Partners Institute for Education and Research in Minneapolis led the study.
The pharmacist then was able to review the readings and make adjustments over the telephone, if needed, to the patient's treatment regimen.
More than twice as many people in the self-monitoring group had their blood pressure under control a year later compared to the other group. And Dr. Margolis says the improvements continued even after the study ended.
70% of the patients in the telemonitoring group kept their blood pressure control at 18 months, 6 months after the program ended.
Buchholz says working with her pharmacist made a huge difference in improving her health.
I learned more, I was able to listen better and retain what she told me, and I trusted her.
The researchers say the intervention helped patients become more likely to take their medication, get more involved in their own health care, and communicate better with their health care team. The study was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Carol Pearson, VOA News.